there's a new documentary that's out and just played actually at the Tribeca Film Festival in late April, and I think in March at Sundance.
And let me, it's called Terror, and the T is in parentheses.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You've got it. And I just spoke at the screening at Tribeca. There's a very brief moment toward the end of the film where the filmmakers include some footage from a press conference at which I spoke in Washington. And the depiction of both what I would just describe very simply as the corruption pervading the FBI's counterterrorism operations. You know, what you see in this film is a very stark relief view of one of these sting operations, and you see how totally contrived they are. Yeah. And these are the cases on which the Bureau has built its the case for its ever-increasing budgets over the last 15 years. And you look at the actual facts of one of these cases, and it would be a joke if it weren't so horrifying.
Well, and just
goes on every day.
Just in the past week, we've had confirmation that the technology that the FBI embraced, using hair samples to identify suspects and convict people, is so riddled.
Thousands of cases.
Yes, thousands of cases, including nine men who were executed, Shahid, based on evidence and testimony that has now been declared highly suspect, if not flatly false. And there's no outrage in our country about this. I am stunned.
Well, I think there is outrage. What I think there hasn't been is any corresponding policy or oversight solutions, right? I mean, I think people are absolutely outraged that our nation's, you know, chief prosecutors have been contriving evidence against people for decades. I think people are outraged that our nation's prosecutors are going easy on big institutions. I think where it gets really challenging is what do you do about it? Because, you know, one of the big problems here structurally is simply the role of prosecutors in our criminal justice system. Mm-hmm. Right? When prosecutors can intimidate most people from ever even attempting to exercise their rights by overcharging them and threatening them essentially with catastrophic penalties should they take their cases to trial and lose, so that's a problem. And that's something, quite frankly, that the Justice Department can rein in because they are the nation's chief prosecutors. And if there was a mandate and a policy to not use charging decisions as a means of coercing people and trying to keep them away from taking their legitimate defenses to trial, that would make a world of difference, but you won't hear an attorney general talk about that.